Hi, I'm Sasha Merdahl, and this is Grow Your Business Podcast, the show where we hear incredible marketing tactics to grow your business, from small business owners, entrepreneurs, and more. You will learn how to grow your business drastically. Let's dive in.
Hey, this is your co-host Yusuf on the Grow Your Business Podcast. Today, I have a special guest, Dr. Ravi Pada at RSP Dental. Dr. Ravi, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. So to start off the podcast, you know, there's a lot of dentists out there and there's a lot in our, London area. So how did you make your approach special and how do you make it stand out to retain patients? Because as you know, this podcast is all about, you know, growing your business and getting as many clients as possible. So how did you really approach that?
So the way in which I think about it is pure honesty with your patients. So yes, there are a lot of dentists. I think the main thing for dentists to understand is we're not really competing with one another. We're just competing with ourselves and trying to grow as an individual. And how I think my approach is in particular special for me, for my patients, is that I'm bluntly honest with my patients and they appreciate that. And through that blunt honesty, you can create a good rapport. You can build on your relationships and patients trust you, which is the number one priority for any dentist, to allow for patients to stay with you, continue to stay with you over the years that you practice. So that would be what I specifically find extremely important, to allow patients to stay with you.
So when you did actually start getting more patients and started retaining patients, your patient base obviously got way bigger. And once you started working a lot more, what did you really find? Were there any hardships or problems, or what did you really find once your workload started increasing since you got more patients?
So great question. I would say, if anything, it actually became easier once my patient base got bigger, just because over the years, what I found in the first 3 to 4 years of practice is patients became extremely stable, which is great. That basically means you're doing something right. When patients come back and you just have a chat with them, see how they're getting on, have a look at one of two teeth that need some reparation, you know that you're doing something correct because they're stable. So what I then did is I put myself in a position where I was in different practices. So initially when I was in the one practice, that was over 5-6 days, the patients became stable. I decided to start working in other practices where I hadn't built that patient base yet. So starting from one practice, then working in three practices, and then to four, and now back into three, it just allowed me to kind of diversify my patient clientele base, allow me to stabilize them, going to treatments that I wasn't doing previously. And by doing so, growing as an individual, improving as a dentist, and putting myself outside of the box to then learn new things off new clinicians and meet new patients, colleagues, dentists.
So now, obviously, you mentioned that, you know, when you're tackling larger patients, you need a good staff team. So how did you exactly end up, I guess, hiring, finding a good hiring process, and then actually hiring a great staff?
So for me, from my side of things, from hiring, it's more marketing and managing my own book. So hiring the practice, that just came naturally from the principal dentists. From my side of marketing, it's when you speak to a person, you get a good idea. For example, when I'm speaking to you, I get a nice feeling. We feel like we can get along with one another. You have similar interests. So I think that's extremely important when you're looking into hiring your own team to manage your book, to manage your marketing. It's that ability to relate to the other person and they can relate to you. And I think that's really important. And you have that sixth sense within you. If you don't get a good feeling from someone, you don't really tend to work with them. However, if you've both got common interests, both outside of the business and inside of the business, then you tend to get on quite well.
Sounds good. That really makes sense. So once you do, you know, get the staff team, how do you incorporate them into making patients happy? Obviously, we do know that in healthcare, that's probably the first, if not second, most important thing. So how do you handle what people say about you online? How do you handle your marketing? And then how do you handle, you know, keeping your current customer base happy?
Okay, great question. So I would go back to my first point. So the first point, when you say how you make your approach special, that's exactly the reason why patients become happy, because they like you as a person, right. You like them, you build that relationship. Your work is also good. I think that's extremely important. We can talk about how personable some people are. So you can talk to someone and get to know them. But if your dentistry is not very good, then patients aren't going to really like you. So making sure that your work is done to the utmost quality, using the best materials, rubber dams, et cetera, so that the patients are out of pain. That's extremely important. But also managing their expectations as well. So ensuring that patients are aware of how complicated or how simple a procedure is, what the complications may be, what is to be expected before, during, and after the treatment. And I think that goes from the marketing, that goes from the other members of the staff, the treatment coordinators, reception. I think everyone really needs to be able to mirror each other when it comes to patients' expectations. And through meeting their expectations and being completely honest with them, that's honestly how I feel most patients, pretty much 90 plus percent of them, remain happy. And going to your question about how do you handle what people say to you or say about you online, I would say that really stems from that same question. If they're happy with you in surgery, they're rarely going to say anything negative about you online. So if you're a good dentist, you speak properly, you do your best, you try your best, you go on courses to become a better individual, then there's very little, if not nothing, patients can say negatively towards you. However, on the other hand, if they do say something, we should use it constructively. So right. If you run late, maybe be better at time management. Touch wood, I haven't had that issue yet, but should it ever occur, at least I know that, you know, sometimes we got to take feedback to become better.
Right.
So, yeah.
So for our last question, what's the best business advice you've ever gotten in your life?
Okay. That'll take a few seconds to just think about. I would say, get out your box. Get out your comfort zone. Don't do the same thing every single day, because then it just becomes a habit. Put yourself in a position where you feel uncomfortable, because through comfort, there's no growth. Be uncomfortable, and through that, you will then grow. I know it's not nice. Sometimes you just want to stay in your own lane and not worry about more difficult treatments. But at the end of the day, we're in a position where we're in a very lucky position, should I say, where we can look after our patients and put them in a healthier place in their life, a happier place in their life. So we should definitely delve further into our careers to learn things that we should learn, which we wouldn't have done a year ago. And I think naturally, through putting myself in particular through courses that I wouldn't have done before, by doing those courses, by applying that knowledge into my treatment, patients automatically get happier. And by doing hard treatments, you automatically get remunerated by it, because of course, harder the treatments, the higher the ROI, which naturally it should be, because for example, specialists get paid higher because they're doing treatments that only set people can do. So if you're an individual that can only do certain things, that's definitely going to grow your business. And if you can do it properly, patients are going to be happy. They're going to recommend their friends, their family. So yeah, putting yourself in a position which you know is going to make you grow is what I would say.
This is your co-host, Yusuf. If you enjoyed the podcast, please don't forget to give us a rating, and see you next time.